So a big moment happened for me last week, not going to lie. You guys know I've been struggling with vaping. You know that.
Yeah, I was talking to my family about it. Like, you just disappear and we'd be kind of looking for you, and then we'd find you under the desk hiding, and you'd go to the toilet, the disabled toilet, and you'd be in there, and people with a disability would be walking past and kind of waiting to get in, and you'd be in there vaping. I mean, it's been awful for a lot of people.
Well, it's been especially awful for me. So, like going to the movies with my children the other day, and, you know, I'm just going to head off. I was going to go to the toilet. So I'm in the toilet to the movies. While my children are watching a movie, I'm in the toilet vaping. It's a disgusting habit.
It's a low moment, isn't it?
I've been ashamed of myself.
Did you sit on the toilet with the big seat down thing, the lid?
Because
that's a real low moment. I've done that before.
No, I have done
things.
That, yes. No, I've done
it. You sit there, head in your hands. Did you put your head in your hands a little bit?
I've been like in the ensuite in at my house and, you know, shut the door, turn the fan on, window open slightly, and then just vaping. Terrible.
Yeah, it is.
I've done it awful. I've been a scourge on my life.
Yeah.
And it started federal election night, so which is not that long ago.
It is actually a fair while.
Yeah, well, it's too long. I'm not going to say. But on air, I've said this before, we've had these moments.
Yep.
I am definitely stopping very soon. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not doing it anymore. Really soon.
Really soon.
Properly soon. Can't get any more adamant than that. That was the voice of someone who wasn't convinced ready. That they were stopping.
Yeah. That was the 9th of September.
Yeah, right. Jesus. So, look, I'm going to admit I've done it on TV shows. I've done it, you know, we've had moments here where our digital gurus come in and said we can't use that interview. And I've said, why? And he said, because you were vaping during it.
We've had our big boss.
Had emails.
Send official emails with warnings.
Yes.
That you ignored.
Yes, but... Last week, I had a moment. It included me texting something to my wife while she was in the car with one of our daughters, and I had no idea that she was going to, like, this. You know, Siri can read out text messages.
Oh, God.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so they're driving along, and this is what my 9-year-old daughter heard.
I picked a bad day to give up vaping.
So she thought that I wasn't vaping, so she heard that. She did a PowerPoint presentation, which I had to sit through that night. So, and I sat through it. It was well done. It involved a tombstone and me being dead.
Wow.
Also me being an idiot.
Yeah, wow.
It was graphic. It was confronting. Mm. And it has meant that I have not vaped since last Wednesday. In fact... This morning, back on the radio, I put on my puffer jacket, which I wear, you know, to come into the radio show.
Yeah,
hides a thousand sins, doesn't it?
And
that
in
jacket?
That, in the pocket of that, in the pocket of that jacket was a vape.
Oh God!
And that went in the bin.
Whoa!
I know exactly which bin it went in.
Yeah,
and it's on Liverpool Street. Inside, yeah.
I know where it is. I could put my hand in that bin on the way back, but I won't. So, yes, so thank you.
And, that's amazing. That is genuinely amazing because I started to get a little bit worried because even with running, you know, generally you're a runner.
I stopped running.
Yeah.
Stopped everything.
You started to hunch in that weird guilt-ridden, shamed way.
It's been terrible.
It's been terrible.